This guy's not retired. Anything but. He hasn't been on the program for a while, as I mentioned at the top of the show. I don't know why. Probably me. It's probably my fault. Everything's my fault. He is the chief executive officer of Camp Ochagillas, one of the most incredible operations on this planet. If you don't know about it, Camp Ochagillas is a privately funded, volunteer-driven charity summer camp, unlike anything else in the world. It's exclusively serving children with cancer, and I'm not just talking, I'm talking cancer. Let's put it this way. This camp is completely outfitted, and it's the only one of its kind. It has, they've reached to over 1,800 kids and 745 families every year. Every year they touch that many people that are, you know, confronted with this disease called cancer, and they do such a great job. I've had the privilege of being at an event and seeing how it operates, how it unfolds. I've been to their downtown operation, and if you're not moved by a visit there, man, whoo, you're not alive. His name is Alex Robertson, and he joins us now. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Great, Angelo. Great. Good to connect with you.
Yeah. Nice to have you back on the show. I was saying to the folks when I started this morning, I recall the last time you were on, I don't recall when it was, but the last time you were on, I said to you, where have you been? How come I haven't talked to you in ages? Well, I'm finding myself in the same position right now.
I know. It's the twilight zone, isn't it? Oh, man.
It's crazy, man. Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, how are you,
just listening to your last guest, thinking about safety, you know, it's about this time of the year that we would have all of our staff and volunteers at camp, you know, getting safety ready and getting, you know, ready to welcome the kids up to camp. And, of course, that's just not the situation this year.
When does it officially open each year, Alex?
Well, you know, the summer camp is of course a main part of what we do in terms of serving kids, bringing them to overnight camp. You know this, Angelo, but you know the overnight camp is the only one in Canada that can provide on-site intravenous chemotherapy and blood transfusions. You know, we can do that because we've got doctors and nurses who come up from the oncology centers with their patients, so that really sick kids can come to camp and you know, not miss out on the, you know, friendship and fun that all the kids who are well, you know, get to participate in. So that's the summer camp. But, you know, programs happen every day of the year, right? Like, we're in all of the oncology centers in Ontario. So the same day a child's diagnosed with cancer, they meet a camp counselor from OOCH who connects them with other patients on the floor. And we do camp in the hospital. And then, of course, we have the downtown program, the community programs, which happen every week of the year. So across the province, we're doing, you know, day camps with families and with patients and with siblings, too. And so those, you know, really, we are a year-round operation because, you know, cancer happens all the time. But certainly with the pandemic and the shutdown and the cancellation of summer camps, you know, we had to shift gears and figure out how it was that we were not going to miss serving, you know, our camper families. I know you and your audience get this better than anybody, Angela, why it's so important for, you know, to be outside, to get outside. And, you know, for kids who are on cancer treatment, they spend more time living in a hospital and being out of school and missing out on social events than so many. So we really have to dig deep in terms of how it was we were going to, you know, continue to provide meaningful programs to our families.
Give me a sense of what's going on right now. Obviously, you're not at camp, but you guys are, I'm sure, doing your part to still be involved in that community. Give us a sense of what is open, what is going on, what folks can do, what they can't do.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you know, when the pandemic hit in March, we were just about to launch our March break day camps across the province. And so we just put them online. We went virtual with them. And it's not, you know, we're not necessarily posting videos for families to watch. It's interactive, you know, so kids log on to a Zoom, basically, and we have programs happening every day of the week. So, for example, you know, yesterday we had three family campfires in the afternoon where families log on for an hour. And it's, you know, I want to say nice. It's exactly like being at a campfire, but it's a variety show. And, you know, campers or, you know, kids can take part and they can perform. We do sing song, we do magic shows. I got to tell you, on Thursday, we did our very first National Slime Day. And we sent 100 slime kits to the hospitals, and we did slime, virtual slime challenges with patients. You know, we send tablets into the patient rooms, and then camp counselors log on, and we do a slime day, which, of course, all the camp counselors end up with slime on them at the end of the activity. And for a lot of parents, they ended up with a lot of slime on them at the end of the activity, too. But, one of the coolest things that happened, that's happened recently is we've begun seeing new patients, kids who have been diagnosed with cancer since COVID hit. And, here they are. They're on the hospital floors. The hospitals have been locked down, so there's not a lot of programs happening. And, you can only come into the hospital with one parent, like no siblings. Parents are doing so much juggling to try to take care of, the rest of their family. And that's where Ooch comes in. We do distracting programs. We can hang out with campers virtually and connect with them and actually connect them with other patients who are going through cancer treatment. Because, all this social isolation that you and I are experiencing, well, families that have a child with cancer, they are already used to that. So this is just compounding the problem. And that's really what we're trying to do is remove that social isolation that our families experience all the time.
I told you a long time ago, Alex, first of all, how impressed I am with your operation in general, but I told you about your staff a long time ago. I had the pleasure of spending a day with them.
Of course, yeah.
And maybe you could just talk about that for a moment, because these are all very special people that you have there with and it's remarkable how you get these people, where they come from and their backgrounds and just how devoted and committed they are to this initiative, because I've never seen anything like it.
We are really fortunate to have the team of staff and volunteers who do, and they come from all walks of life. Certainly a good chunk of them have camp experience. They went to camp, or they're passionate about being outside. So they bring all sorts of skill sets, whether it's, they're swimmers or fishers or they're good on a rock wall. And we have a lot of artists, musicians and, drama people who are just specialists at what they do. And I guess the thing that connects them all is that they all believe in a child and wanting to help a young person improve and develop. You said earlier just that we're volunteer driven. It's true. We have over 800 volunteers from across Ontario who all participate in our programs year round. They are ages 19 to 75. We need help from the community. We receive no government funding, no hospital funding. So, our volunteers are some of our biggest donors.
Well, Alex, if you can sit tight for just a minute, we're going to see if we can raise you some money. But I've got to take a quick break first, and then we'll get right back to this. On the line with me is Alex Robertson. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Camp Ouchagiis, or Camp Ooch, as it's known by most folks who are familiar with it. And I want to talk to you about fundraising and all that stuff. So sit tight. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. Over there is Michael Mooring and Derek Mandale running the ship, keeping us straight today. So far, so good, Mikey. Keep smiling, buddy. on the line with is Alex Robertson. He is the Chief Executive Officer at Camp Ouchagiis in Toronto. And we were just getting into the part where we start asking folks to open their hearts a little bit and get involved with this incredible initiative. You just mentioned, Alex, that you have no government funding for this whatsoever, right?
That's right. Yeah, no, we are totally funded by our community of support who really want to see us make a difference in the life of a child with cancer.
Can we just, I don't know if I've ever asked you this on air or not, but maybe it'd be appropriate to do so right now. Give us a little bit of history on Camp Ouchagiis, will you? When did it start? When did you get involved? A little bit of a history lesson.
Sure, yeah, thanks. The camp started back in 1984. It was started by a group of volunteers who, including doctors, who saw that, kids with cancer, chemotherapy and radiation, certainly was what was necessary medically, and there needed to be something socially. And so they created Camp Ouch. And Ouch, the name actually refers to an Indigenous story about a young brave who overcomes many challenges to be with the ones that she loves. And so, you know, that's a metaphor for the kids who come to camp, overcoming so many challenges so that they can stay connected with their community. We were a summer camp. We were just a two-week summer camp for a number of years. And then the demand increased, and we began making our program all summer long. So we actually moved into a year-round program in 2005 when we started doing hospital programs and community programs. And actually just earlier this year, we merged with Camp Trillium, which is a camp that serves families who have a child with cancer overnight. And so we are now the largest oncology program camp in Canada, and we're aiming to serve every family in the province.
All right. So you say you're not government funded. And I know there's not a fee for your campers to participate.
Yeah, so it's totally comes at no cost.
How in the hell do you make ends meet? Where do you get your money?
Well, you know, historically, pre-COVID, about 60% of the funds that come in for OOCH were through community events, you know, whether it was a fishing derby or a golf tournament or a birthday party. And, of course, you know, with social distancing and the public health guidelines, in many of those events, all of those events really have been compromised. So we, you know, we've been shifting gears and really asking our community to shift gears with us and go virtual with their fundraisers. We've launched an event called Camp Out for Cancer, and it's free to register, and it's really something that allows all of us to camp out, which is what we all want to be doing right now.
Right.
And you can camp out whether it's, you know, in your backyard or, you know, on your family farm or even just in your apartment on your balcony. Camp out, and camping out could mean that you are challenging yourself to how many marshmallows you can, you know, squish into the palm of your hand, or how many times you can bounce a golf ball on your, you know, on your iron, or maybe how many fish you can catch in a day or in a month. It's a month-long event. It happens throughout the month of August, and so it's free to register. And our ask is that you, you know, ask your friends and relatives and neighbors and roommates to sponsor you to help send camp to kids.
Wow, what a great initiative. And where can people find out more about this?
They can go to ooch.org, OOCH.org, and there they'll find out more about Camp Out for Cancer. They'll find our virtual fundraising toolkit, and they can read a little bit more about our virtual summer camp. I mean, you know, this summer, although, you know, overnight camp isn't happening, we're still doing summer camp. Our aim is to serve 600 patients and their families through a summer-long programs. Every camper is going to get a camp in a box delivered to their home.
Wow.
And in the box will be, you know, all the different activities that they can take part in with our virtual programs. So everything from magic tricks to arts and crafts to musical instruments. We do, you know, weekly music lessons with kids on ukulele. So folks have the opportunity to sponsor a camp in a box. It's $500, and it'll help bring a lot of friendship and fun to families who are missing out on a lot right now.
And where can they sign up for something like that?
Same place, ooch.org, and there's a click to donate, and you can see all about our virtual programs and how they can get involved.
I'm going to go out on a limb right now, and I'm going to presume that you have some nice little digital ad that you have used in the past or plan on using to promote these programs and to promote folks to get hooked up with you and maybe even donate to the cause, et cetera. Because if you have such a nice little, you know, square little ad, I would be honored to put it on fishingcanada.com for you.
And Angelo, thank you.
See if we can't drum up some business, okay?
Absolutely. I'll send it to you. That would be terrific. We would be thrilled. That means so much to us. It means a lot that to have you as a friend of camp.
Well, thank you. And I know I'm going to probably say this next time you and I talk, but let's not have it go so long between us. If we could possibly help it.
No, I know. Well, next summer, you know, when we're back on, I want you to come up and I want you to host the show at camp. Because love your listeners to hear what it's like at camp when we're up and running.
You know what? It's a date, my friend.
Okay.
Let's get out of this mess and talk.
Okay, cheers. Thanks a lot, Angelo.
All right, buddy. Alex Robertson, Chief Executive Officer with Camp Uchigiyas. And honest to God, folks, I'm not kidding you. If you want to get moved beyond belief, when this is all over, this pandemic is over, and we can move about freely and see things, you need to go to their Dundas Street headquarters and spend a couple hours in that building. And if you're not moved, you're probably not alive. It's the only thing I can say. Great operation, great people, unbelievable staff, and, of course, their cause is just, well, beyond words. And it's all there for you at ooch.org. That's ooch.org. Ooch.org. Go check it out. And more importantly, help them out.